intensity of the experience is entirely unlike any ordinary experience. But on the other hand, it's quite obviously resembles spontaneous experiences certain artists and religious people have unquestionably had. It's an immense intensification of the world, the transfiguration of the external world into incredible beauty and significance. It's also beyond this kind of aesthetic experience, there may be other experiences, a sense of solidarity with the universe, solidarity with other people. Understanding of such phrases as you get in the book of Job, yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, becomes quite comprehensible. This thing opens the door to these experiences, which can be of immense value to people, if they choose to make use of them, if they don't choose to. I mean, this is what the Catholics call a gratuitous grace. It doesn't guarantee salvation or it is not sufficient and it's not necessary salvation, but if it can be collaborated with and used in an intelligent way, it can be an immense help to people. The sense that in spite of everything, which of course is the ultimate, the ultimate mystical conviction, in spite of pain, in spite of death, in spite of horror, the universe is in some mysterious sense all right, capital A, capital R.